From the News Center, a News Focus.
A proposed program designed to bring conservation-friendly resources to farmers across Pennsylvania could come to fruition if recently introduced legislation is enacted. State Senator Gene Yaw of the 23rd District, representing Williamsport, is the primary sponsor of Senate Bill 465, which calls for the creation of an agricultural conservation assistance program. The legislation currently is in the hands of a committee. At its core, the bill calls for funding and technical support to expand conservation practices on farmland to assist with cleaning up the more than 80,000 miles worth of streams across the state. The Chesapeake Bay watershed in particular has been singled out as one waterway within the state that is in need of remediation. At a news conference this past week announcing SB 465, Yaw described a third of the bay as impaired and said it runs through about half the state. Of the overreaching goal behind this bill, Yaw said, the bottom line, it's all about the water. Rick Ebert, president of the Pennsylvania Farm Bureau, said members of the state's agriculture community are willing to roll up their sleeves and adopt practices that are friendly to the environment. Ebert, who has a farming operation in Westmoreland County, said the health of our farms depends on clean water and fertile topsoil. At Ebert's farm, he said they've been using no-till technology for 2 decades and are using that to minimize soil disturbances and to keep that vital topsoil in place. The challenge for many of Pennsylvania's farmers, Ebert said, is the cost of making upgrades to adhere to the most modern conservation practices possible. He said our agricultural economy has been hurting for the last several years, even before COVID hit. Yaw said the would-be program born out of SB 465 could help farmers with some of their financial challenges by handing oversight to a state conservation commission. In turn, the resources would be funneled to county-level conservation districts as needed. With the WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.